And based upon that handshake verbal agreement in the month of January with the WNBA's free agency period getting underway and teams being allowed to sign free agents starting in February, did you have any say-so in personnel matters with the Comets in January?
Right. The league, as most fans probably know, the Board of Governors is a governing body for the WNBA. It votes on rule changes and any other matters in accordance with the WNBA bylaws. So each team has a board of governor, I mean, has a governor and a deputy governor to sit on the board. So I was appointed the deputy under Hilton. And even at those first meetings for the rules committee, you know, I led our vote and some of the rules the fans saw this year, from the jump balls and the other rule changes with the shot clock, little nuances, you know, to disciplinary stuff, what happens if a player kicks the ball in a stand. So we voted on about eight rules, six or eight rules that were up that year. So that's kind of the role of the Board of Governors. They really do a great job of leading where the team is. So I filled that role with Hilton. Even before we had purchased the team, the league felt that since we were so close, and of course Andrea Young, who done a great job in her first year as CEO of the team, was coming up on a due date pretty fast for her baby, for her first child. So Carol Dawson, the Rockets GM, and I were the ones who handled all of the GM issues. Since the sale of the team had not gone down yet, I had to use Carol Dawson and his office as sort of as an earpiece to get free agents, player agents, other team GMs, what we call Carol Dawson, and he would either give them my cell phone number or forward me an email. So that's kind of how we handled that process before Andrea went out on maternity leave. I had several meetings along with Paige Mann, who I met during the stealth years. I knew that was the number one person, you know, I wanted in terms of on the basketball ops side. And we took her. She met Reggie Dixon, and he also felt the same way. So I used Paige as sort of my assistant GM for basketball ops. The lead, Jamie Dershowitz, who was the lead attorney for the WNBA, lead counsel, wanted two people per each team to be able to handle and talk about player issues. So during the purchase of the team, we were delivered all of the contracts for the players in December. So I spent a lot of time over Christmas break going page by page. So I became very familiar, as did the page, with every player's contract, especially their clauses that they had. So all through January, when a player would call, whether it was a player's agent or as we were preparing for the expansion draft, as you all remember when Charlotte voted towards the end of 06, we had to decide which player we wanted to choose. And so those decisions, the Rockets were very gracious with letting us determine, do our own research, do our own scouting. We looked at some film, and we were able to make our own player personnel moves with regards to picking Luchenko in the expansion draft. And I got to say, Chris probably won't brag on himself, but the role, I counted on Chris Garner to say, I said, I need you to rank me all the players on the Charlotte's team. So I said, I need you to not only rank them, but do some research and give me some info on who do you think's, you know, number one through, I think our pick was around number 8 or 9, if I recall. So we knew what different scenarios could happen. I talked to a couple other GMs, so we knew which players may drop, which players may have made too much money. And we actually got a chance to have a shot at the number one player we realistically thought was going to be available, and that's what led to picking Buchenko. So all of those little decisions we were able to make. The one biggest decision that I want to take time to talk about right now is when Andrea Young called me into her office along with Paige and asked me, says, you know, I know you've read through Tamika Dixon's contract, and as you know, she has a deadline on her contract, which is pretty unusual, that we had to make a decision by January 23rd. And contracts in the WNBA are kept confidential for the players. But we have to make a decision on Tamika Dixon by January 23rd. So that was a little awkward because we hadn't taken charge of the team yet. And we knew we had to either, after the 23rd, we either had to take her on board as her whole salary, which for people who follow the sports knew she was one of the highest paid players in the sports when she came to us, we inherited a pretty big salary. So Tamika was my favorite player on the Sparks from when I went to their first ever game. So I had personal bias for Tamika. But at the same time, as Paige brought up, is that the previous year when we had injury issues, we were left with nine players at one time and even eight on a road trip, because of how high our salaries were. So we knew this year that going into the season that there's no way we could continue to be over the or right at the salary cap maximum of $720,000. So unfortunately, we contacted Jamin Dershowitz with the league and said, since we just purchased a team, we didn't have the previous fall to use as a negotiating period, nor did we have the end of the season to sit down and talk with Tamika, so I thought we were at a disadvantage. So we asked for an extension or a chance to redo her contract or extend the deadline so that we can reopen it for negotiation. Well, Jamin, to his credit, followed the collective bargain agreement to the letter and said, hey, Darryl, look, it is what it is. You know, you have to decide whether or not to sign her at her previous contract, or you'd have to release her by January 23rd. So I reference back to the operational manual and the collective bargaining agreement about the waiver process, and I knew then if we released Tamika, we wouldn't be able to pick her up to the end of June. So the ace I had in the back of my pocket, I had talked to a couple of GMs, and this was at the point where everyone was doing favors for each other. And I had been asked, hey, if I release this player, can you pick her up and then maybe trade her back to us or include her in a trade? You know, there's a couple little, I won't call them loopholes, but there's a couple strategies within the players' collective bargain agreement that you can use to maybe retain some of your players. At this time, we had also, not to change the subject, there was a Janetha Kane factor that we knew she wanted to come back and play one season. So we had all these factors going on, and at that time we knew we just could not afford to not only pay those high salaries, but we were also worried about Tamika's injuries the previous year. So we wanted to redo a contract with Tamika. What we have to do is to give her an incentive and not necessarily have injury protection, but give her an incentive based on how many games she played, because we knew she was working out hard over the offseason. But to make a long story short, there was no way that we can do that. So I prepared a statement for Andrea to tell her agent and Tamika about how much we regretted not being able to do the contract. And I personally called Tamika. That's about a week or so later at her home at her dad's house. She was working out. And I explained to her, you know, and I thanked her for what she'd done in the community the year before and how much she was one of my favorite players. But the economics of our current salary cap just would not allow us re-signed her that contract, even with Dawn Staley retiring. And it was complicated even more by Dominique Canty being a free agent. And we knew several teams had offered her a maximum salary. So, we knew that our two-guard situation was really going to be a challenge for us in the offseason. So that's one of the decisions. We did the expansion draft with Charlotte. That was our decision. When I say our decision, a combination of myself, Paige Mann, of course, the help that you provided, Reggie Dixon, who was going to be the one that coached them, Sweet Lou Dunbar, as well as some people in the Houston community that I really respect their basketball knowledge, including some Hall of Fame NBA players, people such as Calvin Murphy and folks we've been able to depend on over the years. So those were the two biggest decisions, what to do with our current free agents and as well as our two, superstars, Tina Thompson and Cheryl Swoops, that had not yet signed as well. And another one of our Olympians and all-stars, Michelle Snow, who only had 1 year remaining on our contract, we knew that was going to be an issue. And we were basically a team without a point guard because we hadn't had an assurance at the time from Anastasia Kostaki. And we knew that after talking to Renee Camino's agent and with her team in Australia that they felt that she may not be ready. They wanted to kind of let her arrive to the WNBA a la Lauren Jackson when she can step in and be a star and not go through a developmental period. So those were some challenging times from a basketball operations and player personnel point of view in January, leading up to the announcement of the sale of the team on 31 January.